You can go.
They're all done.
Well, go home.
That's becoming a regular faux pas, sorry.
I've done the same thing, Mr. Chairman, you know that.
I know.
Okay, that's somebody doing.
Next case, please.
Our next case number is case number 12,217. Roman Morales and Rubicella Moran Morales seek variances from the front yard setback for existing structures and from the minimum road frontage requirement for a proposed subdivision, sections 115.25, 115.211 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of 9-foot road, approximately 0.32 miles southwest of DuPont Boulevard, that's Route 113. The 911 address is 28007 9-foot road, Dagsborough. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel ID is District 233, Map 10, Parcel 75.00. Specifically, the applicants request a 25.1-foot variance from the front yard setback requirement for an existing dwelling, a 40-foot variance from the front yard setback for an existing covered porch, and two 5.36 variances from the minimum road frontage requirement of 150 feet for the purposes of subdividing the existing parcel into two lots. Staff would note that the existing dwelling is non-conforming and the applicants have submitted an exhibit book in the black binder before members of the board. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Rubicella Moran Morales, 28007 9-foot road, Dagsborough.
Thank you.
Moran Morales, 28007 9-foot road, 1993.
Yeah. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Okay. Thank you.
Good evening, Mrs. Verdon.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic, Carmine, Wideman, McCartney, and Owens. I represent the applicants who have applied for two 5.36-foot variances from the minimum road frontage requirement of 150 feet in order to subdivide the property into two lots. Mr. Whitehouse did indicate that we were also seeking variances from the front yard setback requirements. However, we were advised by the Planning and Zoning Department that the dwelling was a non-conforming existing structure and therefore was grandfathered and those variants weren't necessary. So we're just seeking variances from the minimum road frontage requirement this evening. As Mr. Whitehouse also indicated, we did submit exhibit booklets for your consideration. Those exhibit booklets do include a copy of the variance application, the written submission that was submitted along with the application, the minor subdivision plan, which was prepared by True North Land Surveying, dated January 25th, 2018, and then the letter of no objection from DelDOT, dated August 28th, 2018. This property is located at 28007 9-foot road, Dagsborough, Sussex County, Delaware. The property is located in an AR1 district and was developed in the early 1970s. The property is currently improved with an existing dwelling and three accessory structures. As you can see, the property is unique in shape. It is also an oversized lot, which consists of approximately 5.19 acres of land, even though the minimum lot size in an AR1 district is 0.75 acres in size. This property could easily service two dwellings on separate lots, but unfortunately, the property is just slightly too narrow in the front to meet the minimum lot width requirements. Despite the size of this property, it only has road frontage of 289.28 feet. Rather than the minimum 300 feet needed to subdivide the parcel into two lots. The exceptional practical difficulty is due to such uniqueness of the property and not to circumstances or conditions which are generally created by the provisions of the zoning code. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicants. They purchased this property on October 24th of 2012 with the existing improvements, and therefore they did not have any control over the size of the lot or the location of the structures. They did hope one day that they may be able to subdivide the property into two lots, with one of the lots to be conveyed to Ruby Moran Morales' sister and her family. However, in order for the applicants to accomplish that goal, It is necessary to obtain variances from the minimum road frontage requirement. There's no other way that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning code. We're just shy of the 300-foot minimum requirement. The authorization of a variance is therefore necessary for the reasonable use of the property. The variances, if authorized, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or district in which this property is located. It will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, and it will not be detrimental to the public welfare. Again, this property would be subdivided into two lots, both of which would be slightly smaller than the minimum lot width requirement, but much larger in size than the minimum lot size permitted in the AR1 district. In addition, there's a lot that's in close proximity that doesn't meet that 150-foot minimum road frontage requirement either. The applicants have received a letter from DelDOT of no objection to recordation of the minor subdivision plan as proposed. And the variances, if authorized, represent the minimum variances that are necessary to afford relief and represents the least modifications possible, the regulations in issue. The variance will allow the subdivision of the property into two lots so that the applicants may transfer one of those newly subdivided lots to their family members. And for those reasons, we request that the board grant the variances as presented. We, of course, are available for any questions that you may have.
Other questions for members of the board?
Could you make the map larger, please? So the survey here shows that part of that driveway is over on another parcel of land.
That is correct. The existing entrance is technically on lot one, or what would be lot one if the variance request is approved. And then the proposed entrance you can see for lot two is on the other side of the property.
But I mean to the left of it.
Yes.
It's not even on the property.
Correct.
Period.
Right. There is an encroachment onto the adjoining property with a gravel drive, but the entrance itself is on lot one.
Okay. Is there a reason why lot two, like you don't make lot one wider and then just do a right of way on like lot one till you get behind the property?
Unfortunately, I didn't prepare the minor subdivision plan. I think that the surveyor was trying to make sure that we were seeking the least variance possible to accomplish their goal of subdividing the property. And this way, both parcels or both lots to be created would have a similar variance requirement.
Right away would have created a much greater variance, I guess.
And they do understand that a lot of this is a tax ditch easement and that they cannot put anything in that, any permanent structure in that easement.
And I'll have Ms. Moran Morales confirm that. Ms. McGee is just making sure that you're aware that you can't build in the tax ditch. So that's this area here.
Yeah, I had all the inventory here from the tax ditch.
In the satellite view on the screen versus the survey, it shows, I assume that's an asphalt roof on the front part of the structure, and then that blue is a metal roof. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So I see existing dwelling is under the blue roof. What is there? Is that dwelling or shed or what
carport.
Is that?
Carport.
Carport. Okay. And then that's also covering the shed as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And that was all built in 73?
The, no, the carport was built in 4 years ago.
4 years ago, and you got a permit to do that?
There have been some modifications made to that portion of the structure over the years, and they've been permitted.
Is the carport metal roof, is it attached to the home?
Not really. It's a, like a hallway between the home and the little part is...
Yeah, but on...
But the roof itself?
The roof is connected? Okay. At that point, then, a variance should have been, because it became part of that existing structure.
We'd have to check and see what the building permit says, if they did the addition. That actually technically is beyond 40 feet, so there is no actually additional encroachment of anything to the house.
Well, in the past, whenever we've had an existing structure, whether you add on to it on either side or vertically, it then has to all meet the setback requirements. So I'm not debating here. That's why I bring the issue up.
Understood. Again, we'd have to see how the permit was issued.
Okay.
And I guess the other part of that is if the board felt that was an issue, we have, I believe, advertised for front yard variance as well. So if there was a concern about whether or not those improvements are really non-conforming or not, the board could entertain a variance request on the front yard setback for those structures, I believe.
And I would recommend that we do that.
And if I may respond as well, I filed the application requesting variances from the front yard setback requirement, and
assuming that it would be necessary.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Even if it was grandfathered, I assume that we were already seeking variances, might as well bring the property, everything on the property, into compliance with the zoning code. But I did receive an email saying it wasn't necessary.
Okay. I agree.
But it was applied for that way.
Is there sewer and water?
Sewer.
Or septic?
No.
No sewer?
No.
Where?
They say they went to put that sewer this year.
Where's your septic system,
where's your,
ma'am?
Where's your
you
septic?
Show them on the
your drain field and tank.
Right here.
Okay.
And your well?
It's right here.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm not so. This is a chicken coop, and everything is all clean. We remove everything, so everything is clean.
Oh. Okay.
It looks different today than.
Yes.
You don't have any chickens? You don't have chickens?
No.
Okay.
And if I may, I inadvertently forgot to have Ms. Morales certify the information that I had presented to you, and if I could do that at this point. You did hear the representations that I made with to the board this evening.
Yes.
And do you believe those representations to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Other questions from members of the board?
Not at this time.
Mr. Sharp.
The only one I've got is it looks like there's a gap on the survey between the edge of paving and the front property line. Is that what your understanding is, Ms. Morales?
A gap between the front property line and the pavement?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we went to...
Looks like it might be 10 to 15 feet somewhere in that neighborhood.
10 to 15 feet?
Yeah.
Does that sound about right?
Yes, 10. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, she was, Mr. Sharp, she was also stating that they intend to, because Ms. McGee had questions about that gravel drive, and they were going to remove that, so that wouldn't, the part that encroaches. And you said this portion here, too?
Yeah, we went to remove after we noticed that this is going on.
The
we
encroachment.
Decided to remove gravel.
Going to remove that so that encroachment wouldn't be an issue.
So on the left side, it won't encroach on the neighboring property. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. There's no other questions. Is there anyone here that is in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition? Would you like to come forward and speak? Is there anyone else in opposition?
Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Nancy Carter, 26921 9 Foot Road, Dagsboro.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
It is.
Thank you.
Good evening. Good evening. I am in opposition to it. I noticed on the other display, when you go back, as you can see, the lots all have 150 or more road frontage there, as does my property. There's a new house that was built two down from this property, which also meets the requirements of the county for the road frontage. The existing property that was there, when it was purchased, it was all remodeled, so they did have an opportunity to take it down and build a new house. I feel the property owners should have gotten a survey to see what the road frontage was along at that time, to see if they would want to subdivide it and what requirements there were before purchasing a property, because all the other houses in that area have that road frontage. So I think that would affect our property values and also the aesthetics of our community along that road. So that's some of the reasons that I'm opposed to it. I also feel that they had time to look at that or find a property that could be subdivided instead of going for a variance now. To my knowledge, there are no other properties along that road that have had a variance to have that road frontage increased by it along there. And I did want to know that I also want to let you know that driveway was put in when the house was remodeled with that gravel driveway that wasn't there before. And there are chickens at the property. So those are some of my concerns.
Yeah, right, and it's zoned agricultural residential, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that was a question, and that was said no. So I'm just saying that's
not
true.
Show us where your property is.
If you go down this way here,
east or west?
Yeah. You go down this way here. This is my property here. It looks when it's hard to see
zoom,
here.
Can you zoom in?
I have
in
a
that?
Lot between. This is Alan Tatchery, and we have a lot, and then a lot here.
Can you zoom?
So which is
so your property has 120 foot?
I don't have a big thing with that, so I don't know what that
you is. Have a, so yours is number 10 there?
Oh, number 10? This is mine here.
So you have
you
120
have
feet.
120 feet.
Well, that's from 1950.
Okay.
When that was built.
And if we go back
but
to
actually,
the property.
I don't think that's accurate. When I bought mine, it said 200 by 100 is my lot.
Oh, so you might only have 100 feet. Further up, upward.
And you're,
there's a property there, and it appears to have 147
is, but,
feet.
And then past here, in between, as you had already said, historically, some of these are not correct. When you go down this way, past this.
Can we turn the mic towards her, please?
Here, and then there's a new house that's been built, and this may be the new house.
Jazz,
that may be the new house there.
Okay, so you just testified that there all the other properties have 150 feet, but actually there are two, including one including yours, it doesn't.
Well, my survey doesn't show what that does. It doesn't show 120 on my survey.
Okay.
What Mr. Sharp was referring to as historically not being correct is the way that the yellow line may appear on the property when we're discussing it.
Mm-hmm.
The property dimensions should be accurate, correct?
Okay. The property dimensions
like that
are...
that pink line on mine, I actually go back to where that tree line is. So I'm not sure what the pink line is there.
So the pink line is the property line. The pink line and the aerials don't always match as...
It's an overlay.
It's an overlay.
Okay.
But the dimensions are either based on a deed or a survey.
Mm-hmm.
So the dimensions are accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So ma'am, you're just against 150 foot because it's undersized? That's the only reason.
Right, well, subdividing and making that smaller than the other ones that are along there. And then we have new development coming in that is meeting those requirements there. So I feel like if you're buying a property, you have a survey ahead of time like I did. And at the time I purchased my property 32 years ago, and that's how 32 years ago, it's approximately how long I lived there, we were in compliance. You know, I didn't bring my deed and survey with me, but I went through and had it surveyed and went through an attorney to purchase the property.
Okay.
So you have a problem with the two lots then, two?
Yes, I don't think it should be subdivided. I think that's something that when you're buying a piece of property, you should do a survey at the time and see what the zoning requirements are. And if that property isn't going to meet your needs in the future, then I think you find another property that is going to meet those needs instead of always thinking you're going to get a variance on things.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so is there, Chair will entertain a motion. And I'm assuming that the motion would include the variance for the house, or should, just to make simplify things.
Would it be possible to table it till our next meeting?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Yeah.
If that's everybody's desire, is that your motion?
That's my motion.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
A motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 And those opposed? The motion's carried. Your case is tabled. There may be a decision made at our next regular meeting. You can be here if you like, or you can view our deliberation on the internet, or you can call the office the following morning.
November 5th.
November the 5th.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too.